Hallelujah. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome tonight. Welcome tonight. Welcome tonight. Before we go into what the Holy Spirit have to say and do tonight, let's welcome our King, the only one that is in leadership and in charge of everything. We are not in charge of anything, but he is. So tonight we come and tonight we bow and we pray. We ask for forgiveness from all our sins. Heavenly Father, we beseech you this day. Become humble before you. We give us yourself, ourself to you this day. We ask you to forgive us from all sins and unrighteousness. Father God, we ask you by your Son to cover us in the blood of Jesus. That way we can come boldly to your throne and we can seek your mercy in the time of need. Father, we don't know anything, but your word said that you know all things and you will reveal all things. And one of the people on the earth that you do relieve and release and give information to is your prophets. Your word declare that you'll do nothing unless you show it to the prophets. You didn't have to. That's what your word said you'll do. So tonight we come humble. We humble ourselves before you. And we ask you, Almighty God, to cleanse us and wash us and to clean us in the blood of Jesus Christ. In the blood that when the enemy comes, when they see the blood upon us, they will not and they cannot pass that blood to come and touch us. So tonight I hide myself, my God Almighty, behind your cross, Almighty God. I give you my mouth. I give you my eyes, my ears, my fingers, every single thing that you need to use tonight. I give it to you. I bow before you. I hide my flesh behind the cross. That way you can come forth and you can glorify yourself on the earth through us. Father, your word declare that where two of us are gathered, there two or three of us are gathered, there you are in the midst. So, Spirit of the living God, we welcome you tonight to be in our midst. Hide me now. Hide all of us now behind the cross. Glorify us through your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, I touch and I agree with every single person under the sound of my voice. Tonight, tomorrow, wherever, whenever, whoever, however, what time they're listening to this tonight or to the recording. Have your Holy Spirit now come forth and saturate our places, saturate our being. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost come now and touch. From the top of our head to the bottom of our feet, let the fire of glory come now and penetrate us. Let us be clean, let us be fit now for your use. Come now, Holy Spirit. Come now and join us. Come now and let us feel your presence. Minister to us now, I pray. In the name that is above, Every single name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, we back up ourselves and we let you come now in front. We go behind your cross and let you come for now and be glorified in the earth. If I pray in the spirit, and if I have no interpretation, precious Holy Spirit of the Living God, you are building up our spirit man. If there's no interpretation, I ask you, Almighty God, touch this lip of clay, saturate me now through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I can declare, as I say tonight, welcome. Welcome. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Come and be in our presence this night. Saturate our house wherever we may be. Welcome now, Holy, Holy Spirit of the Living God. Welcome. Welcome. We welcome you tonight. We welcome you tonight. We welcome you tonight. We welcome you tonight. Drive out every ancestral spirit. Drive out every demonic forces and source. Come now, Holy Spirit of the Living God, and encamp around about us. Saturate now our being. Send forth your angels to come forth and to minister now. Holy Spirit, come and saturate that house. Come and saturate that car. Come and saturate that job. Come and saturate the generation. Come and saturate our neighborhood. Come and saturate our state, our cities. And come and saturate our United States of America. Wherever we are located, saturate those places. Every land, sea, mountains and hills, earth, bushes and green field and dry field and the water, saturated, Lord God. I bow before you now and I said, welcome, welcome, oh God. There is a song in my heart. There's a song upon my tongue right now. There's a song that says, welcome, Holy Spirit. You're in my presence. And it says something about come and live inside of me. Come now. Holy Spirit, I pray. I wanted to do the communion, but the Spirit of God told me, let's not forget to do it at the end. So before we go tonight, we will consecrate ourselves to Him. And we will wash ourselves in the blood. And we remember that where two of us are gathered, there he is in the midst. Shirokunda. Rimangoli Belemonde sikure Ramaiki. In the name of Jesus, arise,
Amen.
Samantha, arise. Arise and take your rightful place. You and your family, arise, saith the Lord. Put your hand in the ear and give him praise, Samantha. Put your hand in the ear and get the belly. Get your belly rolling with the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Get your eyes saturated upon him, and no matter what the enemy may bring, Samantha, trust God for healing and deliverance and for freedom and for sanctification. Trust him with every fiber of your being. No matter what the enemy bring, trust him in all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding in all your ways. Acknowledge him, and he shall and he will direct your path. You see, your glory, your path is kingdom authority. Your path is kingdom design and kingdom building. You have steered away from the connection, but he said, make a 365 degree turn and come back on the straight and come out of the narrow path. He has raised you up for such a time as this. Give him glory and give him praise in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our God reigns in the highest, in the heavens, in the kingdom, in the earth, the heaven reign. The heaven reign. No matter what your age, no matter what you look like, no matter what it is, lift your hands to the heaven and give him praise for your eyesight. Give him praise for your family deliverance. Give him praise out of your belly. Let the rivers of living water flow. Let the living water come and saturate you now. The Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. He maketh you to lie down in green pasture, he says. I am the Lord that he led thee. I am the Lord your redeemer. He send your word and heal your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. Let everybody, whenever I'm coming online, tell people you want to be delivered. You want to be set free. Tell them to come under the prophetic anointing of the Holy Ghost, where the water will be troubled, where healing will flow, where deliverance will come forth. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Put your hand on your belly, everybody. Put your hand on your belly, everybody. I am the Lord, your healer. I send my word and I heal your disease. Malabosa. I am the Lord, my. Yes, Lord, let it flow. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost flow in your house, in your body, in your life, in your generation. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. I am calling you, saith the Lord. I am calling you. I need you. I need you. I need you. I am the Lord. I love. I need you. 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 Fire come now and break. Fire come now and break. Fire come now and break. Break every water pot. Break. I am the Lord. Yeah, I send my word and I heal your disease. Whatever you need, whatever you need, touch the hem of his garment tonight. This is not the work of a man. But this is the strategic work of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, touch. Touch tonight, God. Touch every location. Touch every family member that need a touch. Touch every friend that need a touch. In da 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 da. I am the Lord. Yeah. I send my word,
I am the
and
God
I heal.
that
You're
healeth
the
thee.
seed, Manodababa,
I am the Lord,
Yakorama,
your I
Yes.
sent my word
Shake
and
now, Holy
healed your
Ghost. Shake now,
disease.
Holy Ghost.
I
Shake up
am
the
the
house.
Lord,
Shake up the
your
family. I
healer.
am the Lord.
I am the God
Now I see fire.
that healeth
And in that fire, I
thee.
see the water of God,
I
and it comes
am the
in, and it's
Lord,
gonna cleanse,
your
and it's gonna
healer.
saturate, and it's gonna heal. I see healing in
I
the
sent
land.
my
Yes,
word
there's gonna be chaos, but the
and
Lord said,
healed
in
your
that chaos, it's
disease.
gonna be healing.
I am the
Family
Lord, your
restoration,
healer.
family deliverance, family healing. Separation of church and
God's
state.
name
Remind
is
him.
powerful.
The Father God said, he is doing a
Any disease you
separation.
command
He
tonight.
is calling his remnant. He is
You
calling
might have
his
received a horrible
intercessor.
report from the
He needs
doctor.
people to stand in the gap. So we gotta
Your
clean
disease is
up
incurable.
ourselves. We gotta
Your name,
wash
there is
ourselves.
hope tonight.
We gotta saturate
There is
ourselves
hope
in the
because
Lord.
God's
I
promised
am
that He
the
would heal us.
Lord.
I want you to put His word on your lips
I see
tonight.
water.
Sing His word back to Him.
I see water.
And see
I
if
see
His name
water
is
that
more
when the water
powerful than
comes, it comes to
cancer,
clean, it comes to
than heart
cleanse. I
disease,
see the water,
or
and the
any
water
disease that you
look
can
like
name tonight.
snow. That means there is
Oh,
a
yes.
cleansing that's coming
He's
in
your
the
healer.
land. Well, some of us is gonna die.
Let's sing it
Yes,
to Him.
yes.
You are the
The Bible
God that
said to be
healeth
absent
thee.
from the body.
You are the
It's to be,
God
it's
that
time
healeth
for us
thee.
to saturate ourselves in the Holy
You are
Ghost.
the
See,
Lord,
God.
my healer.
Last week I said that I see
You
things that was
sent
gonna
your
happen and I didn't know what
word
was gonna
and
take
you
place.
healed
I
my
saw it last week. I
disease.
saw it last week. I couldn't
You
shake it.
are
I
the
could not
Lord,
shake it.
my healer.
And look what's going on.
You
We
are the
are in war.
Lord,
We are in war, nations of war. We got to separate ourselves. We got to clean up. Cleansing, a cleansing. It's not time to be fearful. It's time to know the word of God. It's time to have your breakthrough. You know what? I see finances also in all of this chaos. The word to the riches. The word of the sinner will be later for the just. The word of the sinner will be later for, hey, you know what? Everybody want to hear a nice, good click. But if you read the Bible, throughout the Bible, there was a lot of calamity. There was a lot of war. But even though there was famine and war in the land, Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, come forward and expose himself. It is time for Jesus to expose himself. It is not time for buildings right now. It is time for the church of the living God. And that's who we are to rise up. Let me say tonight, if there's anybody online or gonna listen to me tomorrow who are not saved, who has never, never given their life to Jesus, repeat and say, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. If you're backslidden, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now to make your son, Lord Jesus Christ, become my Lord and my Savior. I believe that he died and he rose upon the cross. Lord God, I give you my life, Jesus. And I ask you to be my Lord and my Savior. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you are my Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, that you are my Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you are leading me and you're guiding me. Now, Father, I pray that you will send me to some kingdom-minded people. Not everybody that go to church have the living God inside of them. There's a lot of things going on. Ask God to give you the spirit of discernment. Ask God to open your eyes. We do not want to have no sweet music and no jump up and no carry on. We want Jesus. We want Jesus. We want to hear that he died. We want to hear that if you sin, you're not going to make it into heaven. We want to hear that there's only two, woman and a man. We don't want to hear about no Adam and Steve. We don't want to hear about no Gina and Jenna. We don't want to hear that. We want to hear the word of God. We want righteousness. We want peace. We want joy. And we want the Holy Ghost. We want Jesus, 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 Jesus. We're going to kick over the money chamber in the building and we are going to rise up. With kingdom building, kingdom authority, generational curse must be broken. Jesus died on the cross, and on the cross we have victory in Jesus. We have victory in Jesus. He said it is finished. He said it's finished. It is done with. Everything is blotted out on the cross. On the cross, on the cross, my Jesus died and all my sins have been washed away. Satan has no power. Satan has no authority over me unless I give it to him. No other name. No other name. But the name of Jesus, no other name but the name of Jesus, no other name. Hallelujah. Your name is Jesus. Your name is powerful. Your name give forth the kingdom. When we speak your name, the heaven listens and the herd shake because the earth have darkness upon it. But when we speak your word, light came and it distilled and it break and it dismantled darkness. Because out of our mouth speak. And out of her mouth give life, and it gives it more abundantly. We speak your words, and faith arise. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for, the substance of things not seen. Moses, Moses, where are you? And where you're standing, Moses? It is holy ground. It is the same for us tonight, wherever we are standing. We declare it is holy ground. We declare that everything that God has for us comes upon us and overshadows and overtake us. And we declare that the word of God is good and is very, very good. Father, Heavenly Father, you have designed us for your kingdom. Out of your belly, you tell us, will flow. Out of our belly will flow rivers of living water. Why? Because you are sitting at the right hand of the Father, and you have given us the key to your kingdom. On any given time, we can come forth and we could use the key and open up the door that is needed to be open, and we walk right through. We bow. Refining fire, come now and refine us. Come now and saturate us. Come now and cleanse us. Come now and heal me. Break and bind every generational curse of asthma out of my life. Break it. Break asthma out of my life. Break it. The blessings of the Lord overtake you, Sister Mary. Let the light shine upon you and let you find peace, but there's no peace. Let the saturation of His kingdom glory come now and be with you. Glad to see you, my dear Riri. Long time. Welcome, Charlene, Sister Marie, my bestie, welcome. They have a Zoom humor, Zoom user, welcome. Claudette, welcome. Claudette, I hope you go and I hope you listen to last week. There was a prophecy on there for you. There's a house on Brew. Go listen to it. Go saturate yourself, Claudette. The awakening is at your door, Jennifer. It's on your job, new job in your house. Favor upon you, Charlene. The kingdom of God is going to be new doors open, not only in America, but in Jamaica also. Bless John Dong is going to be going places. Radio and TV is going to be your thing for 2026, going all the way forward. God is going to open. As a matter of fact, people are already talking to you in regards to some situation and your if and but. But the Father says it's time to get up, move, and do not worry about the finances because they are there and they're coming. Our God is an awesome God. What about Canada? Ingrid, you're here. Praying for your family, praying for your husband. Praying for all those problems. I see them and I'm binding them up right now. I break the power of the snake off of your life. You call it the power of distinction, does not want you to have anything. And every time you get your money, every time you have your money in your hand, it goes like a basket with a hole. So the Father said to tell you tonight, Ingrid, anoint your pocketbook with oil and pray Deuteronomy 28 over your pocketbook. We call it purse in Jamaica, or wallet. Anoint it with oil. And if you don't have oil, anoint it, use your hand and take your bills and lay them out on the table. You remember when you get that $10,000? Let it be a word of faith. Let it come back to your remembrance how God prophesied that night. And you were one of the ones that released and received that money. That's the same thing coming back. Take your finances in your hands. Take your bills and lay them out. Repent from the ones that you have accumulated that you weren't supposed to accumulate. And you know what to do. And you know how to go about doing it. You got to release Malachi 3, starting from 8, I believe it is, over your pocketbook. Over your purse, over your wallet, over your daughter, over anyone, your family member, your son, whoever it is, your husband. Pray for his mind. I see confusion in his mind. I see some stuff there, and I'm binding it up and I'm breaking it. I'm saying, no, you will not come in and touch the marriage bed. You will not do that. Satan, back off and back up. Plead the blood when you walk in your house. Walk with authority. Walk with power. Walk with might. Ingrid, walk with might. No, look at ishy-washy prayer. Bind the enemy. Break and bind. Look, sometimes when Kenneth start talking, I have to keep my mouth shut. And sometimes I keep my mouth shut. But you know what? I need to keep my mouth shut sometimes. Because you know what, Ingrid? Listen to me and listen to me tonight. Sometime you have to keep your mouth shut. And you don't have to win every battle. So they just look and smile. Okay? And break down the rock of Gibraltar out of your house. What goes on in Jamaica is different than from where you live. It's just that. Different devils in different air. Your location where you live bring different calamities. Okay? Do not call me tomorrow. Just take, because tomorrow I'm gonna be busy. Okay, I don't need no calls. Just take what I'm saying tonight about the Holy Spirit. You may call me another day and I may not remember it. I may not even understand what I'm saying tonight because tonight I'm in the spirit and I'm coming with a spiritual voice. And that's how that goes and that's how that works. The Holy Spirit is in charge of his family. And all he is looking for is a vessel to use when anything the enemy try to bring on the line or down the pipe. The Holy Spirit is in charge, and the Holy Spirit will give the information out how to go for it and go for it and go out to take the enemy down because he have no power. He lost all his teeth. He cannot bite. He goes around like a roaring lion. You got to resist him and he will flee. The fire of God. I see the fire of God. I see the fire of God. Sickness and disease, we gotta stand against that. Pray for my family. Lift up my family. Lift up my generation. I will lift up your generation. But I'm asking you tonight to lift up my family. Intercessors, pray for my family. Pray for my family. Lift them up from husband to wife to grandkids to my daughters and my son. Lift them up. Anoint them with oil in your quiet place. As a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we all need each other. I pray for you guys all the time. So please, please, please lift up my family, bind up sickness and disease out of my family. Head knowledge, brain knowledge, sickness, anything that comes to your mind. You don't have to ask me, Sister Ruth or Pastor Ruth or whatever you want to call me. Is this going? No, don't ask. Whatever comes up in your spirit or the Holy Spirit say, this is how you gotta pray for her. Pray. If the Holy Spirit tell me, this is how I gotta pray for you guys, pray. Sonia and Destiny, try to see how you guys could be able to do screenshot of tonight. The people that's online. Kenneth, try to see if you could get the names of the people online that tonight I could take a step. Hold. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The person that Zoom, that said Zoom user, you need to put your name in the chat. That way, nobody is in hiding. This is very serious. Iron sharpeneth iron. Iron sharpeneth iron. We need the faces that when I'm looking, sometimes I'll be able to see in the eyes. Sometimes I'll be able to see eyes. Sometimes I'll be able to see what's going on. And I'll be able to intercede. That is what supernatural intercessor does. That is my job, to intercede in the spirit. My job is not supposed to be a job in the natural. I am a supernatural being, and I'm moving and going forth by the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Spirit of the living God, I intercede in the spirit. I move in the spirit. Natural business cannot come to this. We have to go into the spirit of God. Let him lead us and guide us and let him show us things to come. We can't be issue-washing Christians. We can't be baby Christian. We gotta move now in the fire of God. What's coming down the pike? We need to have the spirit of discernment. We need to have eyes of the spirit. We need to see and know and hear what is going on. This is not time for church as usual. The body of Christ must wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Samson, wake up. The Philistine is upon us, Samson. Wake up. Because fire in the east, fire in the west, fire in the north. We call for New Jersey. Come up, New Jersey. Come up, New Jersey. We plead the blood of Jesus over every doorpost in New Jersey. Change is coming into New Jersey. We plead the blood of the Lamb in New Jersey. Ketundeleba, New Jersey, we call for New Jersey. New Jersey, come alive, New Jersey. Break and bind every single lying demon. I believe I see water over New Jersey. Maybe New Jersey is close to water. Maybe it is close to water. I don't know, but I don't know nothing about maps. But I see water clear around New Jersey. Gotta pray for the people of New Jersey. I hear the word Maryland. Oh yeah. Anywhere that have water where a ship can come in, pray for those locations. I don't know what's going on with ship. If they're gonna be attacked with ships, pray for the people that have water around their area. It is something about water. I don't know if our water going to be polluted, what we drink. I don't know. We may have to stop boiling our water. I don't know. I'm not giving out nothing. I just know that there's something with water. Water. The doggone water look bitter. My God. Child of God, lace up your bootstrap. We are in war. Do you know when I come on tonight, I was coming on with something different? I come on to talk about something different. I have it in my book. See, here it is. I have it on my paper. But the Holy Spirit is the one. I have it right here. I was going to talk about. But the Holy Spirit is the one that's in charge. That's what we need. We do not need a man-made chariot. We need a Holy Ghost revival. I need a Holy Ghost revival. I need to repent and I need to be right with God. You think I'm not cleaning up myself? You guys got something coming. I am saturating myself. And even though I might be over here running my mouth, I apologize to Kenneth every time. Because God knows I may not do everything right. But when I die, I want to see Jesus. I don't know about you guys. I don't know about y'all. Y'all want some pretty nice hallelujah, glory to God, and speaking in tongues and dango she to ya. Oh Lord. And some no. That's not about that right now. It is not about that right now. It is not about that. 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 It is about Jesus. Jesus. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is about you living right and doing right. Those demons are out there and they're coming for you because they know you and they know me. I am no exempt because some of us are out there acting like we're so holy. Oh, glory to God. Dressed up every Sunday or Wednesday night or whatever night, the church door open and going there and sit down and holding up our hands and praising God. And we are doing all kind of manner of stuff. He knows us. He know you, he know me. He know all of us. He know what we are about. And I'm not here to be no doom and gloom and tear nobody down. I'm sorry if I am. And if you don't like what I say, go to God about it because I'm not taking it back. But we are the body of Christ. Every single person have different gifting. We are a house. He needs the roof on the house. He needs the windows on the house. The most important thing you need, the door that we can enter. I have a problem in Hartford in the house right now for a door, but the door's fixed now. And the person who's taking care of the property, they called me and they said, the door needs to be fixed. And I'm like, okay. And she said, the handle broke off. I said, okay. She said, it's a fire hazard. She told me that Saturday. And the place was fixed on Sunday. She said, it's a fire hazard. So that means if fire comes and the people can't get through that door, they're going to be dead. Somebody going to be dead, or they're going to have some kind of calamity. And we, Kenneth and his whole family that's responsible for that household, they're going to be charged. So we're the body. We need the door. If you're living in the New England here or anywhere where you have coal and you have a basement, you need the basement entrance. You need steps, unless you could jump through a window. I can't. I'm overweight. I don't know about you. You may be able to climb through a window. I can't jump through no window. I need steps. You need to have something to hold on to the steps to come down. We need each other. Body of Christ, wake up. Intercessor Natalia, we need you. I'm going to be getting in touch with you. We need you for Monday, for Thursday nights. We need you. We need you. I was supposed to call you last week. So hold on to your horses because I am going to call you because I need you. I need every single intercessor that know how to intercede, know how to have eyes of the Spirit. The Father God gave us a mandate for Thursday night. And we had to come together and we got to pray. We got to pray. He's going to give us information of what's going to happen in this country. And we got to pray because, honey, it is not looking good. And whether you like it or not, it was already ordained by God to happen. Go read Matthew. I think it's 24. Go read it. Let me see something. It is happening, honey. And I've been talking about it for a long, long, long time. I've been talking about it. So now is the time. Most of the things that God showed me comes to pass. It's coming to pass. Okay? So we could sit around and we could chit chat and talk foolishness. We better come together. We better come together. Matthew 24. Go read it. We are talking about the signs of end time. And the Father had talked to me long time ago, and you guys hear it all the time. We back. We're back. We're back. I said, we back. Yes, we back. We are back. And we gotta get it done. The Holy Tabernacle have to get it done. So, Natalia, whatever you gotta do on Thursday night, whenever I'm on, you gotta be on there on 7:30. Verna, if you're even in your car, you gotta be on there. We need prophetic intercessors. This is not about us. Marie, this is not about us. We need prophetic intercessors. Now, if I call your name, you know that I mean business, because I am just saying. Marie, Verna, Natalia, we need anybody that's want to join in. Destiny is in charge of the whatever on nights. If Sonia is available, she's available. But Destiny, Natalia, Verna, Marie, open your ears and listen up. Regina, if you want to join us, you can. But we need intercessors. We don't need, this is not about us. This is not about us. So you could take it any way you want to take it. And please do not get offended, because I don't care. I'm calling you out. Intercessors is needed with supernatural eyesight. We don't need no gossip. We don't need, this is not about location. This is not about America. This is not about it. This is nothing to do with government on the earth. It has to do with kingdom government. That's a difference. And we want our family members to be safe. We want Jesus in the land. And we were called to stand in the gap. Okay? And that's what we're going to do. We're not looking for friends, and we're not looking for friendship. And another thing on that note, I will be traveling to Connecticut, and anybody on the line who God always used me to help, we need your help, because I have to have finances to go to Connecticut. I can't go over there by myself and sitting down. No. So we all have to come together and be this. 2026 is a different year, and I mean business, and you better mean business too. Better be in business too. This is not time to be playing games. I'm not playing games with nobody. I got my family, and I have given up a lot. It's time for us to come together. Well, in the mighty name of Jesus, it is 8:22. And I want you to know tonight, if you have, because we're consecrating ourselves to God. And we're asking the Holy Spirit to come in to lead. If you have your element, we're not going to be long. We're not going to have anything drawn out. No, we want to get re in line. We want to get re in line with Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's all that is going to be. I always open up my Bible. I have it, as a matter of fact, right here. First Corinthians, I'm going to go to it. First Corinthians 11. And as I say, please pray for my family, and I will be praying for yours. Pray for me that I walk in integrity. I need to walk in integrity. I need to walk in wisdom. I need to speak the truth. I need to be accountable to every single person that's in the ministry or online or wherever. Anybody who come in contact with me, I need to be real. I do not need to be phony. I was telling my daughter, I believe it was this morning, that I need millions and millions of dollars. I need to have money that when people are in need, and all I do when I felt like they're in need, they get whatever they need. I also tell my daughter that I'm gonna give to them, but I'm also gonna teach them how to fish. In other words, when your brother and sister are in need, and if you have it, you give it to them, and you tell them how to go and to get themselves together. But we as the body supposed to have money to give. We supposed to walk in love. We supposed to speak the truth. We supposed to be as bold as a lion. Jesus come in and he was not nice. He kicked over the money chambers. He called the people in all kind of name. Jesus was not cold feet. He was not no ishy-washy. He speak whatever on his mind. How come we get so, please, you talk to somebody about something and they get offended. We need money for the kingdom to take care of our brothers and sisters. I am a giver. I give out of my needs. I love to give. I don't know about you, but that's just my life. That's just my life. My husband said I dropped from sky to rob him. Oh, yeah. No. Don't say that, baby. I do not. I'm just a giver. I'm just a person. I come out of a place where don't have bed to sleep in Jamaica. I'm not even bed. No food. That's my lifestyle. My father let me go without food when my mother sending him his money from America. I was down there hungry. And I'm glad I've been through that because of that, I have compassion. And I love it. I love giving. Okay. Thank you. That's my life. I am a giver. And I am not gonna feel ashamed about it. I will not, and I will not repent about it either. Because I said, Lord, if I give and I give wrong, please forgive me. But you just don't understand. When somebody is in need and you got it and you can't give it, that is wrong. That is wrong. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I wanted money to run after me and overshadow me and overtake me like a chariot. Because, Father, I'll have it to give every single person that needs. And that is my life. And that's what I was called in your kingdom to be your hand and your feet. So I will not apologize to anybody because I am designed for kingdom. And in your kingdom, dear Father God, there is joy and peace and righteousness. And that's what I want in my life. Life. Abundantly run after me, overshadow me, overtake me, overpower me with your light. Kingdom authority come now and manifest through me as I take your body this night. It represents your body, Holy Ghost, Holy Jesus, Holy King. I bless this body, oh God. And when I put it in my mouth, I believe, mighty God. I believe that you are going to come alive in my body. Your body, you give up for me, and I eat it. We take, we eat. Bread of life. Bread
Hallelujah.
of life. Bread of life, come now and give me life in this broken body. Live through me, bread of life. The nation will come and know your body, my life. My body in your life, my body in you, and you in me. Broken body. Sickness must go. Disease must leave my body. My body, your life. Then the wine, the blood, and it represents your blood. The covenant that we have together. When you see the blood, when I drink the blood, it's the covenant between you and me. The enemy cannot touch me. Up from the grave you arose, and I arose with you now that I drink this blood. Thank you, Lord God. Shikumalibata. Remakutalbabalikutanabalabosi. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. And wash my sins away. I meditate. I do this in remembrance of you. I do this in remembrance of you. Yes, Lord, I remember you. Yes, Lord, I remember you. So I do this and I drink now. Blood wash, blood bath, blood stain. Your blood touch my body. Place upon my forehead, in my eyes, in my mouth, in my ears, in my hands, in my feet, in my belly, in my back, in my waist, your blood touch and saturate me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. Your blood on my doorpost. That angels will not be able to come touch my house, my body, my family. My generation is declared the generation of the righteous is blessed. Wealth and riches will be in their house. Supernatural Father, supernatural great Father and being, we say, touch now, I pray. In the name that is above every single name, you are the King. You're the Lord. You're the Lord of Lords. You're the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. You're the rain of Sharon. You're the light of the world. You take away the sins of the world. Your name is Jesus. Yebalabota. Remangolo busiki laban. Remase kitolaba. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, as we rise in your kingdom. Yes. We give you praise this night. We saturate ourselves before you, Almighty God. Lion of the tribe of Judah. Lion of the tribe of Judah. Lion of the tribe of Judah. Arise and take your place in his kingdom. He moves and he creates in you the Judah type of life. Rise now, say the king, Lion of the tribe. I want to welcome and I want to thank you for being on the call tonight. Tonight is a night of roar. Tonight is a night of calling to the prophetic. Tonight is a night of saying, Lion of the tribe of Judah. I bow, Father, before you and speak out of my belly what you wanted me to say. And I thank you for being our presence this night. Lion and Lion and May God bless you guys. May God watch over you. And may God give you peace. But there's no peace. And may He give you joy. But there's no joy. Let righteous stand and let the herd shakes when you move into different atmosphere of your location. Wherever you go, you could scream and you could say, Lion of the tribe. Have your way this day. Amen. And amen. Have a great night tonight. God bless you. I'm high. I'm in a different place. I will get out of it once my husband turns this thing off. Good night, everybody. God bless you. Lion of the tribe of Judah. Whoever that's online, put your hand over your belly now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hi, Dr. Janice. God bless you. Roar, Janice, roar. Roar, Janice, roar. Lion of the tribe. of Judea. Roar. Amen. I got fire all over me. I'm in fire right now. Pray for me, guys, because I gotta go to bed. I gotta come down out of this fire. Amen. Glory to God. Good night, everybody.